Hi, everyone. Welcome to Domain Sherpa. Thank you for tuning into the podcast with the best domain name and digital asset content in the world. Today's episode is a Domain Sherpa review titled Running Up That Hill, featuring Drew Shane and Tatiana Gramatikova-Bonneau. On today's show, we play the domain game featuring betterhelp.org, brads.com, and salesperson.com. And then we've got the NameJet and a Jet segment sponsored by NameJet. And we talk about some domains coming up for auction, including thecrew.com, getpaper.com, geminimoon.com, and cosmicbrain.com. Then we hear about Tatiana's history in the domain space and her domain name and branding business, which includes markupgrade.com, smartbranding.com, and the new Domains for Equity platform. The Sherpas also talk about how we can better get the word out about domains in order to build awareness about domains, their use and importance outside of the typical domain space. Then we get into the idea of digital antiques and some domains that might have additional value due to their history, nostalgia, or notoriety. Shane and Tatiana also talk a bit about long distance running and ultramarathons, as they're both avid runners. All that and more is coming up on today's show. And remember, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can also watch the video version at domainsherpa.com and on our YouTube channel at ds.tv. You can also listen to the shows on Apple and Spotify and other podcast platforms as well. So please make sure to hit the like button and the subscribe button where you can and help Domain Sherpa grow the pie. We also integrate our shows with Muse.ai, which provides search functionality for the shows and transcripts as well. Big shout out to Unstoppable Domains. Unstoppable is the ICANN accredited registrar that gives domainers powerful tools and the lowest pricing in the industry. They've just joined the Afternic Fast Transfer Network and offer fully featured landers with LTO, self-brokerage, and 3% commissions. You can also register $5.coms every Friday. Talk to them on X or NamePros to learn more. And big shout out to Escrow.com. At Media Options, we've relied on Escrow.com for years. They've handled some of our biggest deals, including 7- and 8-figure transactions. We use their specialized domain services because they understand domains. As the largest online licensed and audited escrow operator, escrow.com is fast, secure, and accountable with workflows built specifically for domains. Whether you're buying your first domain or closing million-dollar deals, they protect buyers and sellers around the world from fraud while ensuring smooth transfers. Escrow.com, domain deals done right. And also, big shout out to DNX.com. DNX is your go-to domain intelligence platform featuring all-in-one search results from the top marketplaces, including GoDaddy, Cedo, and Atom. DNX is the most advanced way to find and acquire your domain name, so go to dnx.com and get your domain. And last but not least, big shout out to our own business, Media Options, the number one domain brokerage in the world. Find out more at mediaoptions.com, where you can also sign up for our newsletter for the best domain opportunities available in the market every week, and also featuring key insights and other helpful information related to branding, naming, and of course, domain investing. So with all that, it's now time to get into this episode of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. What's up, Sherpa Network? Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. J-On, a.k.a. Sherpa Winfrey, and I'm the host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Today's show is a Domain Sherpa review, getting into the minds of successful domain investors using real examples so we can learn strategies and tactics to become more successful domain name investors ourselves. These are the experts, the OGs, the best in the biz. We've got four segments to a Domain Sherpa review. We've got the grand opening. That's where I intro the Sherpas. We see what's going on with them, talk about some related things, some unrelated things. Then we've got the domain game. That's where we hear about what the Sherpas recently bought or sold. Everybody guesses on the price. We keep score somehow, some way, someday, get some swag to the winners. We got some folks representing the Sherpa Island hoodies. Shout out to Jen Sale. I like to see everybody rocking the gear. Then we've got NameJet and a Jet, sponsored by NameJet, where we review a list of domains coming up for auction. We see what the Sherpas like, what they don't like. And last but not least, we'll get into grand closing, where we'll discuss anything we haven't covered already, what's going on in the domain space, and looking at the market trends, current events, allowing our guests to mention or promote anything they want to talk about that we've not already discussed. So with that, let's go ahead and introduce the Sherpas. Over to my left, we got my boy Andrew Rosner, a.k.a. Morpheus, a.k.a. the Dirk Diggler of Digital Assets, a.k.a. Bob Lee Swagger, the Sniper, a.k.a. Drew. Drew got what I need, a.k.a. every Rosner has his thorn, a.k.a. never going to give Drew up. Greybeard, the domain pirate, is in the building. What's going on, man?
That was so exhausting.
Dude, come on, man. Come on. I asked Grok, what does Grok know about the AKAs? And Grok said that actually had a whole bunch of cool things to say about it. So it's you can't be, if Grok is in, you got to be in, man. That's how we do it.
Anyways, all good. All good. January's been an excellent month, and trying to finish up the month strong and get a bunch of things that are like on the 1 yard line across the finish line. And that's it. Just went out. I bought some gold coins yesterday, so I'm having the pleasure of flipping some gold coins all day in my hand.
See, the domain pirate is turning into a real pirate.
Well, you know what? My Portuguese teacher told me about this auction company. It's like, you know, the main auctioneer in Portugal. And they just literally happened to be a block away from my house. So anyways, I got up in there and I was like, local auctions? I was like, you guys don't know what just happened.
What you unlocked.
And so, yeah.
Facebook gold marketplace.
So anyways, I was like, oh, gold coins. They got gold coins in the auction. I was like, I'll take all of those. Anyways, I ran the floor on the whole auction. And I was just so cool. I walked over, picked up my gold. I was like, you got some gold for me?
Basics.
Yeah. It was great. It was fantastic. You know what I mean? It was like people say touch grass. I prefer to touch gold.
Touch gold. Ooh, that's good. I like that. Yeah, well, it's like, Josh has been buying jackets, the ski jackets, the collabs.
Ask yourself, would you rather have, say a South African Krugerrand ounce of gold or his North Face jacket made of polyester?
you always got to be.
You know what I'm saying? Ask yourself, when the shit hits the fan, you're going to be, are you going to be saying good choice or bad choice?
Hey, he'll at least be warm,
you probably have more chances eating the jacket than the gold coin, though.
That's also
fair. Listen to me. I can tell you firsthand experience. When the shit hits the fan, there is absolutely nothing that you are going to want more than these little things right here. These gold coins, will get you medication. This will get you gas. This will get you a car, a bike. This will get you ammunition. This will get you a gun. This will get you a
gun will get all
that back
from
you. Whatever you want and need, I can promise you, this is the only thing in the world that anybody will trade it for.
Food.
Nothing else.
Food and gun.
You may have to overpay because I can't cut this thing up. I can't, I might be paying, a $5,000 gold coin for, a loaf of bread. But if I'm starving, I'll make that trade.
That's it. Money well spent. Gold well spent. All right. Well, all good. Glad to hear that you got some new stuff going on and that you'll be setting the threshold for the cost of gold coins in your neighborhood now. So it's, all good.
All right. My part. You know what I mean?
Let's keep it moving. Below Drew, we got my boy Shane Coulter, a.k.a. Sugar Shane, a.k.a. Honey Shane, a.k.a. Mike Rowe, a.k.a. Blame It on a Shane, House of Shane, the Cultivator, Blue Oyster Culture, the Culture Personality, doing it for the culture in Shane in the membrane, in Shane in the blockchain. Chain. What's going on, man? How are you?
Good. I've just been selling my gold to all the suckers that I've been collected in 1978. I bought it $178 an ounce when nobody's talking about it, selling when everybody is talking about it. I got this hat at the Hoover Dam last week. That's pretty much the excitement last week. ICA was fantastic. Got to talk. You guys already talked about it in the post show, but it really was the best of the best, minus Drew and Tatiana at the show. Just great conversation. I haven't laughed that hard in a week in a long time. Some great stories. Dinners were great. People were great. And part of it is because we've been around a long time and we know a lot of people and everybody feels comfortable. But it just was an excellent social aspect of getting to talk to you guys that we hadn't seen. It had been a little more broken up before we broke into little groups. This was a little bit bigger groups. Again, kudos to Unstoppable for the machine gun. I was practicing to get my gold later with my machine gun. I need to know how to shoot accurately. America's Got Guns, but I don't really practice too much. But after going and shooting a couple of those, I kind of want to do it again. It was pretty fun. So.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, look, the ICA was fantastic. Big shout out to the ICA, the board, the team, Obviously, all of the members continues to get better year after year. And yeah, dude, it was a blast.
And it's inspiring, right? I came home and, man, I went through my portfolio, tightened it up, looked at some new aspects or angles that I want to cover, reached out to some people to get some pocket listings in there. You know, when you're going to go out and talk to people, look for names, don't forget I have this, kind of reinvigorate that to remind them what I have so they can help sell. It's all about, we sell domains to make a living. So it's really all about making sure that everybody and everything knows my domains are for sale. And I wanted to revisit that. And I was reminded that after the show is it's selling. We make a living selling domains, not talking about domains, not anything. We make a living selling them. Yeah, it's on the buy and everything, but we get paid selling. So I need to, I tightened up my portfolio and just went through everything to make sure everything was very visible.
Nice. Yeah. Domains are for selling, not for eating. You know what I'm saying? So it's,
yeah,
you know, it's good stuff. All right, cool, man.
Shout out Charlie Tuna.
Charlie Tuna. Yeah, man.
One of the tenants,
one of the tenants of Charlie Tuna.
Scallops.
Charlie Munger of seafood.
Anyway, all right. Well, listen, we've got a special guest on the show today, not on the show for the first time, but on the first time since I've been host. So definitely excited. Below me, the one and only Tatiana Grammatikova Bono. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Boom. Well, let's go. AKA Tatiana Ali, AKA Tatiana's Bayou, AKA Marky Mark Upgrade, AKA Beyonce, let me upgrade you, AKA Courtney Dalmaine Walter, AKA Tatiana Country, Grammatikova Bono, Bono this, Bono that, but Bo don't know Jack because Bo can't rap, but she does know domains and she does know branding. Founder of markupgrade.com and smartbranding.com, as well as domains for equity.com, strategic naming and domain advisory, founder coaching, brand positioning, mom and ultra runner. Welcome to the show. What's happening?
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here. First time actually on the show. I haven't been on the mentorship, but I had Andrew on my podcast.
That's right. Yeah.
That's what it is. Okay. So see, that's what I get by not going back into the archives and verifying. I just believed what you were
told. It's cool. I'm very happy to be here. Actually, it's funny because like it's been 8 years now that I'm in the space, like in the domain space, and I've never really done much of that, like podcasting or communicating with the crowd. Like it's mostly been, you know, about a particular name. And we had recently, a couple of months back, I was sitting there. I do complain and rant a lot about the industry and about people in the industry, which, you know, I hope is going to be okay here as well. Like it's usually creative and productive criticism, but yeah, I do that. So I was doing that.
Yeah, she's coming straight out of the gate on my butt.
No, I'm going somewhere.
No, we like bloody noses, black eyes. Let's go.
Tatiana Ali side has come out.
That's it.
No, I was not doing it in public, and it's not anything I wouldn't say to anyone in their face. So, you know, in that respect, it's honest. But like, so at some point I'm going on about, you know, this person, that, and the industry. And I turn around to my husband and he had that face, that sort of, that like, who's going to tell her face? Because I'm like, that like, everybody is like crazy in this industry. And he was like, yeah, like you're one of two.
Exactly. But no, hey, it doesn't even have to be constructive criticism on here, you know.
Really?
So it's all no holds barred. It really is all good. And so it's been 8 years in the space. You know, you've got Mark Upgrade, Smart Branding, and domains for equity.com. You know, what's that about? Do you mind talking about that for a minute? I'm kind of interested. Sure. I thought that was kind of cool when I was going through your stuff. So,
sure. Just all of them?
What was the motivation for that particular, for domains for equity? Like, what is it and why did, mm-hmm. and why that?
Okay. Just to explain that a bit. So Mark Upgrade was the initial sort of a first project, first company. And I came from IT background. So I was doing like website software, marketing, branding as part of that. And that's how I got into domain names. Started with just doing presentation for just landing pages for domain names, and then got into the whole portfolio management, you know, negotiations, management, handling of leads, all of that. And so very quickly, I'm sure you're painfully aware that, you know, there's a huge lack, and even was more so 8 years ago, of information and education in the space. So we can talk as much as we like between ourselves, but you know, as long as entrepreneurs, VCs, startup founders don't know about domain names and don't appreciate them the way we understand them the way we do, it's I mean, nobody wins. So that's how Smart Branding came around. And we've been doing a lot of research, a lot of analyzing different industries, like trying to get that message across, trying more people to understand domain names and treat them as brand assets as opposed to just some kind of a technical detail.
How do you actually get that message? You know what I'm saying? I said this a few weeks ago on Domain Sherpa that it doesn't matter what your business is. You could be in the egg business. You could be in the movie business. You could be in the domain. It's all about distribution. The bottleneck is always distribution. And Shane, you had a clever thing your grandfather told you about distribution too. I don't remember what it was. But it's always about distribution. Distribution is the bottleneck. Man, she just turned this shit into a horror film.
Sorry. I'm in Kiev and we have blackouts. So the internet is working, but So they might switch to a generator or not, but we have
still internet.
Well, I'm not gonna be scary like that.
You still have internet?
Yeah. Do it on a separate generator.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Crazy.
All right. I hope your heat is on that generator.
We need some bloom boxes in there.
All right. So
distribution.
Yeah, distribution.
Yeah. So how do you try to distribute that message? Like I hear you, right? The reason I bought Domain Sherpa and the reason that we do what we do unpaid, if anything, I mean, actually, I just subsidize this. This costs me money to run. It doesn't make me money. We are very grateful to the sponsors that we do have, but it's not enough to cover the cost of the production and the editing and the, you know, and the time commitment and all of that to running this thing. So, you know, that's my channel of distribution. It's been it's been running for 14 years or something since Cider launched it, maybe 16. Might have been 2010 when he launched it. And, so let's call it 15 years that this thing's out there. And we're reaching, you know, now we're making some headway. We're adding a couple hundred people. Maybe 100 people a month, something like that, I think Billy told me. That's good, right? It's 1,000, 2,000 people a year that we're adding to that pool of people that are receiving and learning this content. But I think that's like the biggest channel that exists. So, how do you distribute that message? What do you do to get that message out there? Because I'm all for grow the pie. We need to educate people. Right?
Absolutely.
We share that vision. But
absolutely. And I think when you were on the Smart Branding podcast, I was kind of trying to be polite. Again, I'm not yet, familiar with you all enough to just like say things and be okay.
You can wild out.
You did it on the podcast when I said it's sort of the industry's fault, and you're like, it's absolutely the industry's fault. And then that's I think that a huge part of the problem is that this industry, at least when I came to it, and I think it has improved since. Not to say that I improved it, I did my little part of it, and like you say, those kind of the podcast, the content, getting that information out there, you don't really get, like, you can't make money on that. It's literally just education to get people to understand things. And I've seen, even like in the past, 8 years since I came into it, I've seen a lot more different companies in the space doing a lot more content that's targeting founders and VCs and like the average, business owner, in talking to them about domain names as brand assets a lot more. Like there's, articles in different publications. And I think the Sherpa is great, but it's mostly targeting domain investors and domain owners. Mm-hmm.
I will say is that I would say that our content, which we have mostly consciously decided this, is the content is, let's say, we're speaking to the domain investment community.
Mm-hmm.
But you would actually be shocked at how much of our audience is not in the domain investment community. We have quite a number, quite an impressive number of really important VCs that watch our podcast, of like executives at major, like Fortune 1000 companies that are either in charge of the domain portfolio or in digital marketing that watch our podcast because they're domain people. They love domains. And it's just kind of that world. There's black and there's white. There's people that just don't care about domains unless they have a gun to their head. And then there's people that just love domains inherently. Mm. And the people that really love domains find their way to Domain Sherpa through a variety of reasons. And we have a lot of them. We have a lot of, you'd be surprised how many people in the real business world, both the startup world and the, you know, large corporate world, that watch the podcast.
But that's, I mean, that's the answer to your question. I think there's not much more that we can do than what we already try to do. I mean, you and I think a lot of people in the space, it's having those conversations and, you know, hoping eventually they're going to get somewhere. I think they do. There's more and more. I'm sure you've noticed that yourself. There's more and more people like, I mean, you're talking about VCs. And the thing is, I do feel that anybody who's had, you know, a number of businesses or investors who deal with a lot of businesses, eventually they do get it, like, even if it is the hard way, they do get it. It eventually does get to, oh, you know, that was a problem of a domain name, or the domain name made that difference. So, you know, next time I launch a company, I'm going to look for a better domain from the start. It just, unfortunately, like with many things, I guess, in life, I don't know how to take that, those people from A to, you know, B quicker. Sometimes they just have to make their mistakes, and that's about it.
I think that's it. I don't think there is a shortcut. I say this to my team all the time. We are in a bit of an echo chamber, and I don't think that we can change that. Most people do not care about domains. They don't care. They don't want to care. They just don't. It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant to them, except for the very, very minute piece of time in which they have a gun to their head. So they've had a board meeting, they're starting a new business, they're starting a new product, a new service. For whatever reason, this has come to a head and there's a demand to buy a domain. Or somebody like me or you knocks on the door and presents the idea that they should buy a domain and it resonates. And now they have to think about it. Except at those finite moments of time, they do not give a shit. That's 90% of all people in the world of business or otherwise. They don't care about domains. They don't want to care about domains. They don't want to hear from you. They don't care. It's an afterthought at best. Hmm. And so, you know, I believe that all we can do is put that content out there for when the moment, that finite moment. I don't think that you can target those people. I just don't.
I'm going to disagree with this. And this is what I think we don't do very well in our industry is we don't go and seek large industries. The one thing that I learned from going to Singapore and going to the new emerging technologies of blockchain and crypto was once people found out that I knew about domain names, the interest of and lines of people wanted to talk to me about how to give their new technology legitimacy through a good brand domain name. Mm-hmm. Maybe they target it for scams or rug pulls and coins, but there was no doubt that they understood that a great domain name gave them instant credibility versus another project that came out. So, and you're talking one of the largest conferences I've ever been to, the Token 2049 or whatever it's called, huge conference, people all over the world. And there was no platform for domain names, yet every company there by the thousands were launching new brands.
And that's something. Yeah, go ahead.
So I think these large South by Southwest was another great one for me. I mean, the conversations of being the domain guy let me speak every night, all day, all week about domain names. Because there was, we were not represented there. There was no representation of the branding and domain side of all these new businesses.
I'm writing at the moment an article about Prenema doing that the domain what is it called? They're doing that publication. It's every 3 months.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. The hard copy that they gave out was that.
Yes, right? Yes. So I'm writing an article about them, and I was wondering about the topic, and that's the topic I chose, which is very much related to what we're talking about here, which is I think one of the big problems with that, with domain names, is that they, nobody owns the domain name. Like in a company, you know, you have the SEO expert and the marketing expert and the finance expert and the tech experts and whatever. Like who, like very few companies have, you know, somebody who manages their domain name. And usually that's at the stage where they're huge and they, you know, have huge portfolios that they have randomly usually accumulated. It's not even like that person voted in whatever person. It's just a mess. And when there's nobody who owns it, like nobody's responsible for it. And so that's, I think, a huge problem that I don't know if we can solve, but like if you can get to, you know, the same way you start a company, even if you don't initially, you know, hire an SEO expert and a marketing expert and a finance expert, you have an idea that, you know, you're juggling those roles and eventually you're going to dedicate them, you know, assign them to somebody. Domain names are not there. And another thing on that is, again, as an industry, what I think we can do, which is like nothing new, you know, like Nestle was, I think it was Nestle when they were entering Japan, if I'm not mistaken, where like people, the market generally, they weren't into coffee. And they were like, how are we going to get those people to drink coffee? They drink tea. And they were thinking generations ahead. Like they started selling candies that have coffee flavors. Yeah. So those kids grew up. And so like there's like startup conferences, you know, I don't know, accelerators, whatever, where literally kids, like I have, you know, my son is actually 21 today. Like they're going to those places and learning about how to do whatever in business. Why are they not learning about domains? Because in literally, especially now, it's not even in 2 or 3 or 5 years, they're going to be, you know, raising money and launching brands. In probably 2 years, like next year, they're going to be doing that. So if they heard at that stage, you know, domains are important, they're not the technical detail, they're a brand asset, blah, blah, blah. It's going to be much easier when we get to talk to them. I mean, they're probably going to be talking, you know, to you first.
Yeah. Well, a couple of things. First of all, happy birthday to your son. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah. And it's an interesting thing when you talk about who owns the domains within these larger organizations, right? I mean, and how that sort of plays into some of this and how it works, right? Because for buying a very expensive domain name for a company, right, you need to have buy-in at the highest level with like the board, the CEO, all that kind of stuff. We talk about it a lot where, you know, when you look at who the champion needs to be, you know, in the room to understand the need, the benefit of a premium domain on a business that doesn't have the right domain yet. And how, you know, we talk about it, CTOs are notoriously difficult to deal with more often than not, because for them, it just represents work. Now they could appreciate the need for a better domain if they're on an alternate extension and they've got email risk and other security risks, right? Then that becomes very interesting. But otherwise, to upgrade to a different domain, a rebrand, means a whole lot of additional work, right, that they need to do. So for them, they're often not the right folks that you want to necessarily approach to try to champion the idea that, hey, this is a domain that will really help to, you know, further launch or enhance or just, you know, take your business to the next level. You know, the marketing guys in a lot of ways become the guys who really get it. But, you know, you need a certain amount of buy-in at a certain level. And I think it's an interesting point that you made about who owns the domain within the organization, because that really then becomes sort of, you know, that idea of ownership, I think, really also can help enhance the idea of importance and the idea of value. Mm-hmm. And so that's like a very, very interesting sort of kind of thought. I also love the piece about thinking generations ahead, right? Like the idea of, you know, coffee flavored candy to try to get so that the next generation of potential consumers at the, you know, coffee, tea, you know, to, you know, the idea of introducing something that is, you know, sort of culturally foreign and, you know, new, which is also very, very interesting. So, you know, and I think that the idea of also where can you go to kind of get the best bang for your buck when you are going out there to preach the gospel of domains and the value of domains and branding, and where are those opportunities, right? Like Shane mentioned South by Southwest and, you know, some of these other big like token conferences, areas where, you know, domain companies and, you know, domain owners and, you know, domain evangelists are effectively somewhat underrepresented. We're not really in the room, right? You know, so, and I also think to Drew's point, it's because oftentimes, you know, they're not thinking about domains unless they absolutely have to. So it's that inflection point of like, hey, okay, it's time. We need to upgrade. We need the new domain. We need to rebrand, whatever it is. And that's like, okay, hey, now we're ready to have that conversation. We're ready to spend that kind of money. We're ready to really move along in that process. And, you know, a lot of it's easier said than done, right? It's like, but how do you start to build those inroads and establish the awareness? And some of it just happens naturally. And I do think this new generation of founders, we say it a lot, like especially folks who've been through the process, it's the repeat founders that really appreciate the value of domains because they've been through it before. So it's like when we have founders that we work with who are now on their third, fourth companies, those are the easiest guys to deal with because they've been through it. They know that what not having the right domain can do to their business and what more importantly.
Or vice versa. Either they had a positive experience founding or being a part of a company that had a great domain and they saw how powerful that was from a recruiting standpoint, from a fundraising standpoint, from a, you know, sales standpoint, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All these sort of non-tangible wind in your sail type of benefits that are difficult to describe to somebody when you're trying to convince them to buy a domain, but very easy to understand if you've experienced it. Or like you said, they've felt the pain points of not owning it and having the email loss, having poor email deliverability, having, you know, data risks, cybersecurity risk, phishing, dealing with phishing, exponentially more difficult trademark protection, having to chase down all these different domain extensions. Whereas if you have the .com, the rest kind of don't matter, right?
But imagine giving that.
These are all really difficult things to measure. They're difficult to put into a spreadsheet and say, here's your
problem. I think that the problem is that a lot of those issues that come from a bad domain name, people don't necessarily even know it's the domain name that's the issue.
Like, 100%.
I mean, you don't hear from those people that end up on other websites or that they get this.
Why? Because they don't care. They don't care about domains until the little finite moment that they care. Right? And the people that come and approach you, Shane, is because they all had an experience where they had that finite moment and it became a hurdle, right? And they didn't know how to overcome the hurdle.
Yeah. And imagine this talk that you're giving now. You should be at a panel at an AI conference because you represent something that's not being represented. That is a question that they have. You think they don't care, but there's enough that do care. Giving this talk at a domain conference is worthless. Giving it in front of people that know this.
Listen, you know, this is kind of my point. And I you know, for a little while, I hired two different teams of, you know, these PR people that would supposedly get you out into outside of your bubble. Right. And I told him, I said, look, I'm happy to speak at conferences. I'm happy to speak in, you know, on podcasts, as long as it's a big enough audience and it can move the needle. And as long as it's, you know, an interesting person that I enjoy speaking with. And as long as it's like outside the domain industry. So it's, you know, reaching a new audience. And, you know, it's not as easy as it sounds.
But it is easier than they're going to make it out to because you're paying them to do it. So they want to make it seem extremely difficult. But as a person that was working, trying to get founders for founders, if the founders themselves are in a niche that is, you know, there's some people that just pay to play, right? Like there's some people say for $6,000, you can talk. But then there's other people, other conferences that are going to put you on stage because you have a great personality. A couple of videos sent to them explaining you're on. And like I said, I do think that's super underrepresented. And it's not just tech. It's anything that's fundraising. Just go through the fundraising and see where it's at. An AI conference, heck, even a health conference, anything that's just getting funding right now, getting in front of them and how on the domain name size, I think.
Sounds like a business development problem, JT.
I do. I think that people look at the travel.
Business development opportunity.
It is a huge opportunity. And I think that if our space wants to grow, we have to go to non-domain areas and go in front of the people that are growing. Who's got the money? They say, well, new business doesn't have money. Look at the fundraising. That's ridiculous. Yeah. There's plenty of fundraising.
You know, I would say in general that there, generally speaking, wouldn't be a ton of demand to hear a talk about domain names or even be part of a panel, you know, that somehow tertiarily has to do with domain names. But I think that actually in the world of AI, I think you make an excellent point. I think that actually it becomes really central topic. Maybe not today when everybody's freaking out about freaking Claudebot, but I think that actually that's sort of the impetus of like people going, oh, I want to have sovereignty over my AI. Oh, I want to have my own bot. Oh, I want my bot, now that I've figured it out on my end, I want to actually kind of unleash it into the world. Oh, maybe other people want to communicate with my bot. Maybe I want my bot to communicate with other bots. Maybe I want my bot to represent me in the digital world. Well, guess what? All of those things lead themselves to this bot should have a domain name, a dedicated IP address. It's provable to demonstrate provably that this is the identity I think I'm interacting with, et cetera. And so I think that actually like this whole concept we've beaten to death here on Domain Sherpa about domain name. So ultimately brand being the final boss in the AI game, that like really brand is your only moat. I think that that's true. And I think that in a digital world, domain name is your brand. And if you're not .com, then your brand is something else other than what's to the left of the dot of, in the .com. You can't be you can't be Atlas if you don't have Atlas.com, right, Tatiana?
Random examples.
Yeah.
You know,
where can you find that? Where is that domain? Is it domain for holler at your boy, can you find it there? Where can you find it?
Get you the inside price.
Well, the outside price is pretty high.
Yeah. I don't know what I was talking about, but I think that.
I do. Let me finish your.
In the AI space for a topic, for the topic of domains, I think that it'll become increasingly more and more important and central to anybody who's trying to build anything.
Well, especially because what we're seeing is that there's a number of models that are going to continue to compete, right? So it's not like having, you know, everything, you know, we talk about it, that there is no doubt that there is going to be sort of this like concentration of, you know, activity, money, what have you, in several big monoliths, right? Not just like, you know, so this is all the idea of the .ai domain extension losing some of its juice, because at the end of the day, AI is going to be pretty, you know, ubiquitous and pretty much inherent in everything that everybody does. And then
I think it's already the case, honestly. It's like, I mean, the more you hear people talking about, like, I'm an AI company, it's almost like saying I'm a company on the internet. It's like, duh.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Redundant. Well, and it's just redundant.
But my point is this, is though, but because you have Claude and you have Gemini and you have ChatGPT and you have Grok and, you know, and now you have Claudebot and others, you know, there's going to still be the need. Like, this is where the brand really becomes critical, because it's like everything's not going to exist just in one single sort of environment or within one model. It's actually going to be things that are going to interact with multiple models, multiple bots. You know, it's this Betty AI thing for, you know, Rick Schwartz. And like, you know, it's like you have like your bot, your business, your service, whatever it is, that's going to need to interact with, you know, not within one just sort of dedicated ecosystem where domain isn't going to matter. You know, I think it's really where, you know, and then cutting, we say it all the time, you've got to be able to cut through all of the noise. And how do you cut through the noise, right? Like, well, you need to own your brand. How do you own your brand? You own your brand on the internet through your domain. So
I think the one thing that AI does is it's a magnet towards mediocrity, right? So the people that aren't quite as smart, it makes them a little smarter, brings them up. People that are a little bit lazy, have them write all the things, and everybody's stuff is going to sound the same, look the same, be the same. People that shine are going to rise above that mediocrity, using it as a tool to be better, a brand that is better. Everybody else is going to be medium. And as I said on, I think on one of the DNX shows or something, the new generation hates mediocrity. They like beauty. They like unusual. They like trash. They like everything that's not medium. And AI brings us to mediocrity. And so branding and standing about the rest with a beautiful brand and that's memorable will rise above the mediocrity of the search of just showing you everything in bland. So I think
that's music. They like really below mediocre music. This shit is garbage.
The what? The music?
Oh, hey, old man yells at the clouds, right? You know what I mean? The kids these days, their music is terrible. But I do agree. Everybody wants to stand out, right? Unfortunately, with social media and everything else, kids are being taught like, hey, you know, be different. And I think it's good and bad, right? I guess it's, you know, a little bit where everybody's trying to chase flashy things. But at the same time, I think people also recognize that in order to stand out amongst like all the noise and sort of this like just wave of just mediocre
stuff. You have to be interesting. Interesting is always been popular, but we would settle for not interesting in a local community. So something that's interesting locally, you know, might not be interesting worldwide, but now we get worldwide. So now that's no longer interesting. So that's where we stand. But, you know, kind of tying this all together, speaking, people that can speak as well as Tatiana and you and Drew, you're the kind of people that have the passion that will stand out on a conference board. You think people don't want to hear about domains, but as good a speaker as you are and as passionate about it is, it doesn't matter. They're going to want to hear that. That's the thing is a great speaker will make anything interesting. And this certainly will tie into what they do.
Well, yeah. And I mean, we've seen it. And, you know, when Drew spoke at the, you know, the Saudi Arabia talk that you did, you know, I mean, that stood out, you know, that was a huge success. And like, you know, there's just different things, like, especially in the environment.
Real and that quick, was like the worst audience that possibly could have spoken to. I mean, it was like literally. It was literally like. It was like literally the 100 wealthiest families from Saudi Arabia, including the royal family. And 100% of them were like either oil executives or pharmaceutical executives or like, you know, they own the, you know, bazillion supermarkets. So it was like real concrete, you know, old school businesses. These were not people that were like really, you know, coming into this
domain name.
And they were super intrigued. I had so many people coming up to me, like trying to understand the whole thing afterwards and like, oh my God, I never thought about domain names that way. And wow, what a phenomenal business.
And for us, what was great, it led to some pretty good deals. And, you know, but I think that's the thing about it. Talk about standing out, right? Like giving that talk in that environment or at some of these other places where it's not just being inundated. That's why I'm not a huge fan of like the NamesCon programming. That's why I really like.
Yeah, we got to get into the game.
We will. Then let me just finish my point.
I forgot that we were even doing a Domain Sherpa review. I was like,
it's kind of like this is sort of this is a hybrid. This is a hybrid. But here's my point. And look, a lot of love for the NamesCon team, but this is why I like what the ICA did. You know, it wasn't just domaining on top of domaining on top of domaining. It was like, you know, real opportunity for networking. And like, you know, it wasn't session heavy. It was talking about what the ICA is doing specifically to the benefit of its members, you know, with a few other opportunities for AMAs and access to other members. And, you know, it was really an opportunity to share and introduce and connect. And I thought that was great, you know, but it's not just the, oh, hey, all the sponsors are going to be now presenting, talking about the same stuff that we're talking about at every conference. It's like that gets super tired and there's not a whole lot of benefit to that, which is why kind of right to the very beginning of what we talked about opening the show with what Tatiana is talking about, which is, you know, how do you expand the, you know, how do you expand the tent, right? And how do you get out into, you know, the broader universe so that people understand, you know, the value of domains, how it works, how to connect, how to go get the domain you want and all that kind of stuff, which is, you know, all part of why we do what we do, you know, so it's all good. So, yeah. All right. Well, boom. With that, let's keep it moving. So that was the grand opening. So Billy's going to literally
hook
me like,
I don't even know what you just said. Just move on.
What do you mean? What I said made
move
sense.
On.
Why
move
you
on.
Gotta
don't
be so,
repeat.
Why?
Don't repeat.
So negative. You're fucking rolling in your gold coins. You're like Scrooge McDuck, man. You're literally swimming in your gold coins.
That's it.
I think it's 3/4 of an ounce when he's holding it.
You know what I'm saying? Just like, you know, hey, it's fine. Listen, anyway, so let's get into the. You guys good to get
you
into?
You had gold in your hand. You wouldn't be saying that. You know what I mean? This is the best feeling in the world.
He's got a new AKA, Scrooge McDuck. Like it really.
Yeah, no, that was a good one. That was a good one.
Ooh, okay. Shane's got a little bit of gold. I'm like, I gotta look around.
I'm gonna get next.
I just
time
gotta land in the drawer. And I don't have to showcase. I just got piles of it. Like,
all right. So we are moving into the domain game where we hear about whether the Sherpas recently bought or sold. Tatiana, if you don't have a sale or a buy, I've got a name that I'll pull off of somewhere and then we'll keep the game moving. But just for the purpose of doing what we do and keeping it regular, Drew, what do you got? You got a buy or a sell?
Wait, don't start with me because I actually have no idea yet.
Oh, let's start the domain game. We got to get the domain game going. All right, cool. Get started. Whoa. What do you mean? What are we playing the domain game? What do you mean? That's
right,
crazy.
Well,
so
you want me to go?
Just have a recent
yeah,
buy.
Go with Shane. Go with Shane.
All right.
Okay. I brought one. I bought betterhealth.org. Betterhealth.org.
All right. Betterhealth.org. And it's a buy.
betterhealth.org.
I'm not selling lately, but I'm buying lots of health and energy.
I like it. Hey, all right. Ready? Are you guys ready to flip it? All right. 3, 2, 1.
You see my screen there?
No, it's tiny. You can use your calculator.
Oh, my God.
Or zoom in, or just tell us what it is.
Yeah, I put 7,000. I think I'm way.
Oh, wow. She went hot, Shane. So,
but it's a buy, not?
Yeah,
it's
he
a
didn't sell it. He bought it.
No, right?
Okay. So, yeah. So, all right. So, Drew's got $963. I'm at 1,000. Tatiana's at 7,000.
All right. I was surprised you guys had it so low. I did pay $800 for it at auction.
Oh, Drew, man. Right on the money.
Yeah, right. I mean, obviously they're all taken. Better Health is actually Better Help is owned by BetterHelp. Better Health is owned by BetterHelp.com, the online therapy. So, I thought it was a good buy. I actually didn't think it would go through because it was a CETO auction. But CETO auctions always do go through for me. I mean, if they're a real domain for sale, they tend to go through. So I wasn't quite sure because there's no other Better Health to register. So it was the only one that's a major TLD. So I was pretty happy with it.
Right there. Yeah. All right. Well, Drew gets the point. All right. So far, so good. We'll keep it moving. All right, Drew, are you ready to give us a name?
Okay. Let's go with... I don't know. Let's just go with a little buy. We're going to go with brads.com. Brads.com.
Brads.com. BRADS.com. Not just one Brad, but multiple Brads.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right.
And this is a which one is a buy or sell? I'm sorry.
It's a buy.
Brads. Brads.com.
Man, I should know this because I saw a bunch of possessive names lately at auction.
Or you know what? Let's go with another one.
Well, no, now that we've now we got it. This one.
I don't care.
We might need it anyway if we have a tie that like a tiebreaker. You know what I mean? Brads.com. All right. Brads.com. You guys ready?
Yeah.
All right. Let's flip. Okay. I'm at 4,500.
I'm still at 7.
Okay, perfect. All right, Shane to 25. Shane to 25.30. I'm at 4,500, and Tatiana's at 7,000.
Tatiana gets it. 8,000.
No, you're kidding.
Yeah, boom.
8,000. I really like this one. It was brads.com. You know, it's like, it could be Brad's, like, possessive of the first name Brad's. It could be Brad's, like, the little piece of hardware. It was an old name, and... you know, it had not been for sale. I liked it. And I probably overpaid for it a little bit, but I really liked it. And I've had success with first name plurals.
Yeah. It reminds me of like a electronics store, you know, Brad's, you know?
Yeah, Brad's. You know what I mean? It could be anything.
All right, Tatiana's got a point.
Brad's bread, Brad's burritos.
Brad's got gold. A point. All right, I got the next name. I'll throw it out there. This one I pulled off of no looking on the computer, but are you guys familiar with what, let's see, salesperson.com sold for not too long ago?
No.
No.
All right. Salesperson.
Doesn't exactly roll off the tongue.
Well, salesperson.com. The sale.
Salesperson.
Salesperson.com.
Something told me it wasn't sold by a salesperson.
Salesperson.com. It was a sale, not a buy. So.
I should look because we pull all the names. I just haven't, don't tell Travis I'm not looking at the list.
All right. Let's see it. All right.
You still can't see my screen, but I'm not going to lie.
It was a name jet auction, right. So.
Are you on the calculator? I'm just doing a stupid thing. Okay, yeah.
All right, Drew, what was your number?
25,369.
Okay, Shane's at 3,400. Tatiana, what's your number?
10,500.
10,500. The winner of the domain game is Drew. It actually sold for $90,000 on sale.
$90,000?
Oh, what? That sold for $90,000? Somebody overpaid. Salesperson.com. I mean, that's, you know, 90. God bless. I mean, I'm glad that, the, you know what I mean? Oh. But, man, they got all of it.
Yeah.
They got
yeah,
all mine, of it.
I just look stupid. Could you edit that out, please?
Right when you're like, so, like, when you were off on, what was it, USAX.com? Or
yeah,
no?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it was, no, it was BTCX or something.
Well, ABTC. It was
ABTC. Yeah, 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 yeah. That was a hearing issue.
Yeah, exactly. That was a communication problem. So, yeah. All right, Drew, with the winning of the domain game, look at that, man. So it happens every, you know, it's good.
Yeah, I want some swag. You better bring me some swag.
I will.
And let's touch real quick on the auction. Some of these auctions, there's some major high-end sales coming through. I mean, it's names that I thought I was overpaying. I'm like a third of the final price. It's just gotten.
Yeah. I find, you know, it's very funny because I'm not going to talk about it here on the show. We can talk about it after, but I bought a name yesterday that I was just like, it was the first time in honestly like a year where I was like, holy shit, I just stole a name, and I could not believe I got it for that price. But I basically 99% of the time I'm just priced out. I'll throw bids on because it's fun. I still like it, but I get priced out at almost everything I want to buy in auctions.
Yeah. It's, the retail in a lot of cases, I don't think are keeping up with the wholesale on the high end. I mean,
yeah.
Or that is just maybe the margin squeeze. That's a natural progression of all
that. Margin squeeze. We've talked about it for years.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely squeezing in between. And I also think we're seeing some end users that are coming to the auctions.
Yep.
You're seeing it quite a bit on, you know, the Rayberry's drop catches. Definitely some end users coming there. NameJet, we're seeing more and more, I think. GoDaddy, obviously, still there as well. So, but it, you know, we've been in this a long time watching these prices now. The top ones are the middle, a little bit more AI, of course, we know, but the top end, you better come to play on those names.
Yeah.
Boom. Yeah, that's what it is. So, all right. Well, congratulations, Drew. Big win in the domain game. Billy, give him some love.
I was just, the other name I was going to mention is just, it's just because it's a fun one. I'm the only person in the world that actually gives a shit, but I collect, came up with a term for it. I just can't remember what it is. It's, it was originally digital collectibles, and I came up with a better idea because that concept got destroyed by the whole NFT bullshit. But like the idea of like digital antiques. So like, for example, I own Zip2.com, which was Elon Musk's first company, right? It was Zip2 that he sold to Yahoo and then went on to found PayPal afterwards. But Zip2.com, which I think he founded with his brother. I own a bunch of these. A bunch of these like real early days, important companies from important founders. I don't know. I had maybe 10, 12 of these things. Really good ones. And anyways, I just picked up another one, which was Teledesic.com. And Teledesic.com was like another $300 million company back when $300 million was real money. And it was Bill Gates's thing. It was Bill Gates's basically attempt at SpaceX before SpaceX. So this was like, I want to say late 90s, right on the 2000 cusp. And they raised, I think they raised $300 million or something. They were going to basically do SpaceX before SpaceX. And I don't remember what happened, but they failed.
The name was bad.
It finally expired. And I got it for $243.
All right.
Teledesic.com. Yeah. Used to be, they raised $300 million. I got it for $243.
You got a domain museum.
Yeah, it is. It's
a domain museum. I got the domain museum. Yeah.
Yeah. Digital antiques. Well, it's interesting. It's almost like talking about symbolics.com.
I actually think that there's a market. I think it would be dope to like sell email addresses on these old like gangster company names. You know, like who doesn't want to have like, I want to have like, you know, druidzip2.com. You know what I mean? Like, it's just pimp.
Remember the Enron guys? They bought all the assets and just had some fun with it. Came out with
Enron.com would be like such a cool domain name to have.
Yeah.
Well, this is what I'm saying. You know, so you've got symbolics.com, right? The first ever.
I want risk at Enron.com.
Yeah. Risk man.
Risk management at Enron.com.
I made t-shirts up for when Jim and my wife lost a bunch of money in the first time, and I made her a shirt for Christmas that said head of risk at Gemini, and gave it to her for Christmas.
FTX. You know, it's it is interesting. Like, you have these ideas of these digital antiques for, you know, pop culture references almost. And like I was saying, Symbolics is the first domain.
I don't even know why I have them. I think there's just something to it. You know, I think they're cool.
Yeah. Hey, look, man, I think it's an interesting approach, an interesting thought. And there are names that have value sort of outside of like the actual name in a vacuum, right?
Well, for example, you just brought up Symbolics. As far as I know, I'm the only person who's ever even tried to buy Symbolics.com from Aaron for a reasonable money, because I think I'm the only other person in the world that actually cares.
That's the thing. You just got to have a couple of people who care. It's like Josh with his Supreme North Face collab jackets. He was saying how when he started buying them that, you know, the guys, they're like, oh, we haven't had someone like you come around in like a year who was like someone who legitimately cared, willing to spend money, wanting to buy and collect these things. You know what I'm saying? It's like cards and these collectible markets. All these collectible markets, you just need a couple of people who care enough at a certain time. And it's like, obviously, the more the merrier, and the more that makes it.
People will care.
Isn't that a diagnosis of something? Like collecting things?
Yeah, like a hoarder, you know? And you're a digital hoarder, you know? So, but hey, at least you won the domain game today. And, but I like the idea of a digital museum. It's like, at some point, maybe if enough people care, you know, it's
I don't know. Someday in the future, when we're all just like Wally, we're fat with a Slurpee straw taped to our mouth, and we're just like, oh, and we're just, you know, navigating through the digital world and some stupid thing strapped to our face, people come to my domain museum.
Yeah, can you help me to check out Teledesic.com? Like,
just sitting here. Hey, nice to see you.
Yeah.
But I do think that we'll have a line of visitors at Teledesic and at Zip2 and at some of these others.
Yeah, hey, digital museum, better than a digital graveyard. So, you know, let's.
Well, it's a bit of both, actually.
Yeah, you'll be surprised. They had an auction of all of Steve Jobs' old stuff, like just all the old Apple stuff, and nobody cared about that. Why would anybody want a Twiggy drive from a Lisa computer that's a complete piece of junk? Now they're going for $20,000, $50,000, $8,000 for a plastic nameplate. People will go back to their history, and you know, those old names, I think they're digital assets, just in a different way than what we're talking about, what Tatiana does as a brand. But as far as a collectible, I have no doubt in my mind that age names or names that especially big brands that went under, huge collectibles, I think. Yeah. Enron being the biggest, probably.
Yeah, and nostalgia is a hell of a drug.
You know? Yeah, FTX though would be the shit. FTX.
I'd love to own Theranos. Like, if I could own Theranos.
Theranos.com. Who has that? Oh my God, I need that.
I would absolutely. Those are the kind of. I just want the ones that.
Elizabeth Holmes basically represents everything I hate in the world.
But yeah, those kind of names I think are just.
Where is she? Is she in prison?
Yeah, she's been trying to get out. She's like,
She's giving Diddy some back rubs.
She's trying to holler at Trump to get pardoned.
He commented on a post I did the other day. I'm like, where'd you get? You got Starlink, baby? What's going on over there? From prison.
Oh man, nostalgia is a hell of a drug, and irony.
Twitter is another one. I mean, Twitter. Because yeah, I mean, that's.
I think now. They still hold that one.
Yeah,
they do. But I mean, it kind of.
But like Mike Carson bought Friendster.
I did get Twitter.us, I'm not going to lie.
Well, yeah, he bought Friendster, and at some point you think some MySpace is going to be, you know.
Yeah,
some,
I mean, like, Friendster.
I spoke to the people at MySpace once. That was a long time ago, but they were.
I was amazed that's still going. I thought it's like going.
It's still happening.
I want Theranos.
Yeah, think about like, remember Blogspot? Like Blogspot?
Yeah.
But he had a Blogspot domain.
Yeah, but that's not as much fun. I want things like...
you want something notorious or infamous.
Like, I want like Miramax.com. You know what I'm saying? Like Harvey Weinstein's, you know, Hollywood shit. I want
the studio still exists, doesn't it? Or what's the
Yeah, it does. It does. Yeah.
No, I mean, they've got so much history with all the actual movies they made and things like that. So,
but, I mean, brand awareness, good or bad, we're talking it all.
Now you're going to be like, oh, I want to get BillCosby.com.
J E L L O.
Jello, a little pudding pop. Anyway, all right. You know what? This is we've gone too far.
We're off the reservation.
Media Options is the industry's leading domain broker specializing in domain acquisitions, high-value domain sales, and domain name consultation. As pioneers and thought leaders on the subject of the domain aftermarket and domain name value, plus through their clear domain acquisition service, Media Options offers startups and established corporations an unparalleled scope of high-value domain options, providing access to domain names and curation technologies not available elsewhere. Media Options believes in the power of a great domain name and is dedicated to helping you obtain yours. Call or email today to put a domain to work for you.
We got about 15 minutes left of the show.
All right, let's go. Come on.
So anyway, all right. So we're going to move on. We've got the NameJet Gonna Jet segment sponsored by NameJet. We'll review a list of domains coming up for auction, see what the Sherpas like, what they don't like. And so let's go ahead and...
really a shame our money is not made out of gold anymore because this shit's beautiful.
All right. Let's start with Tatiana as the special guest. We'll let you go ahead and kind of name a few names off of the list that you either like or you don't like. What you think?
So I did pick three that I like. The first one is Cosmetic. It's in French. So in French, it would be more of an adjective, like Produit Cosmétique. And I do like it because for like luxury brands, fashion, those kind of things, I think in other industries, it could be a problem, the pronunciation and the fact that it's, you know, French, but I think in those spaces it actually works in the brand's favor, and it's actually
the only problem you have is that it's French. The only people worse than the Germans in the world for
are you England?
That's French.
Just not wanting to spend money.
That's going to be a lot more than 15 minutes if we go on that one. So I like it for that. Yeah, I think could be a really cool brand name for that.
Sure.
Another one I like is Get Paper. It's in the sort of a Get Milk kind of a like, and I also like I really like industries that have not been innovated for ages. And I think like paper is one of those things. Like I cannot, like we have paper, everybody has paper. Like I'm in an office building now that's using a lot of paper like every, you know, day. And I can't think of one brand that's cool and that is young and that covers, you know, I can go and say I need paper for this or that. Or do you know what I mean? It's like, I think like what Purple did with mattresses, like using mattresses is that most like boring, stupid thing. You don't think about it unless like it's really, you know, like your mattress is really end finished. And they did a cool thing. Like you think about mattresses and cool and that's it. And I think Get Paper could be something like that. Uh-huh. I like those kind of names. And the other one is thecrew.com I like as well. And that, I think it could be a lot of things as well. I generally don't like much two word.coms, but in those two cases, the Get Paper and the Crew, I think it's really like it's just literally the name on its own does so much talking and so much brand story just by, you know, the name. Like the Crew is, it's even better than the team wouldn't work in my opinion. It's not the same, but Crew and the Crew, it's like very cool and authoritative at the same time, I think. I like it a lot. It makes you immediately think about, you know, people that have some spirit and know what they're doing. And, you know, it's the crew. I think it's actually even cooler than just crew on its own.
Okay. I dig it. So, all right. Well, good stuff. All right. What about you, Shane? What do you like? What don't you like?
Yeah. I mean, I think my favorite brand on the whole thing is multi-gen. I just like gen, you know, gen now is generative, as is a new word for gen. I think the other names are fine, but they're either long. Like I like Gemini Moon as a brand and Cosmic Brain as a brand, but you got to pay accordingly, right? Those are very easily replaceable, as is multi-gen, but when you get to two words, there's just so many combinations. But when I am thinking of a two word, I like to look at it and think, am I going to spell it correctly out of the gate? Is it going to pass the radio test? And can I make a good logo? And it doesn't mean logo is the most important. It just means it emanates something very quickly. And so I also think, and you've heard me say this on the show, I think, would it make a really good drink? Like, would I see it sitting in the supermarket? Would I buy an alcohol beverage named that? And I'd definitely buy Cosmic Brain or Gemini Moon if it was sitting in the...
It was like an IPA, you know?
Yeah, like an IPA. I call it the IPA test. Like, if it makes a good IPA name, it probably makes a good brand. So...
Yeah, and those words basically go together. You know, the first company I worked for out of law school was a company called Solid Cactus, you know, which was a super random collection of two words that don't really go together, you know? But they made it work, right? You know, with a cool...
It's memorable, right? You're going to define yourself with Solid Cactus. I mean... It's not that expensive, but, you know, if you're a brand that doesn't have a lot of money for a domain name, it's trademarkable, right? Like, it's something that you can claim that nobody else will claim, and you don't have to fight that. And that, there's some value to that. And I think, you know, the guy that founded, he founded Zillow, and he founded, you know, he got the names because they were definable, trademarkable, and they would stand out. And I think that has some value in when it comes to naming.
Sure thing. Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah. And then the other one I like is, and I'll just take one more, is autographs.org. I think org, I like org. It gives it trust, but trust isn't needed in every single name, but autograph and authenticity is a huge part of autographs, right? That's the most important thing. Is it real or not? Org out of the gate gives you that feeling that they're a legitimate organization that will make sure you get an authentic. Whether it's true or not doesn't matter, but it's...
No, but I think you're right. The authenticity matters. It's kind of like if you buy gold doubloons from the guy in the corner at mm-hmm. your place in Portugal, are they real?
Are they 0.79 ounces instead of an ounce? But yeah, so those are the names I like. There's a lot of good names. Did you guys go through all of them last week? Because there's a lot on there. Maybe they're just too far out and you didn't use them all. The name just got some solid. What names coming up?
Oh, well, that's cool. Yeah, no, I mean, I just went through the list and the way we normally kind of pull them. And yeah. So that's good. If they've got other good names, that'll be even, I mean, next week we'll have a good list too. So.
I'm a little worried about NameJet because I transferred out from Network Solutions and it only took like 20 minutes. And I was like, wait a second. This normally takes like 4 days to get my auth code and then another 7 years to get it out to my, and it moved quick. And I'm like, no, we don't want any of this. We don't want any of this.
Yeah.
We want to be tedious.
Bay, like, what have you done with NameJet? Or what have you, not even NameJet, what have you done with Netsol? You
know? Yeah, what, like, why is this?
Well, but they did go back to their practice of just stuffing names into random accounts where, like, instead of just putting them in my one Network Solutions account that I've had for 25 years, like, no, you're going to just stuff them into, you know. Yeah.
Your new account, like, Andrew Rosner, NJ27 is your
yeah,
name.
Like, and you're like, okay, now, like, I have 48 accounts in NameJet, and I don't even know how to log in and renew or transfer a domain.
Well, and the tough part is anytime something happens or they fulfill a back order that he had from way back in the day, he literally blames me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's all his fault.
You want to hear a funny story? I have Christmas.ws and I bought it with 99 years renewal. Yeah. And it's at a registrar that I don't have the email anymore. I don't have the password anymore. So I have to like physically mail in paperwork or IDs, but I got 93 more years to do it. So I'll be
got some time. It'll be your grandkids' kids that are going to ultimately unlock the value of Christmas.ws.
I got time. Nobody wants Christmas.ws anyway, so we're fine.
Not yet, but you never know. In 80 years, a lot can change. You know?
Yeah, so, the whole world could be different then.
And I'm sure it will be. So, All right, Drew, what about you? Last but not least, man, you got anything else that's on the list that hasn't been mentioned that you want to mention?
Well, I also like the crew, but I do have, you know, I do, let's say, offer caution around the crew because Nat Cohen, the reason that, or one of the big reasons, I don't have words in his mouth, but I believe this is true, is that one of the big reasons that he is such a big advocate for our industry and his support of the ICA and his participation on the board of the ICA, et cetera, is that, you know, when he started out, he was one of the first real terrible UDRP decisions. And he owned Crew.com, and J. Crew came and took Crew.com from him. And he lost it. He lost Crew.com to J. Crew back in the 90s. Or very early 2000s. I don't remember the date, but it was, you know, very early on. I guess we didn't have a UDRP procedure in the 90s. Probably happened in 99. Anyways, and so I would argue that actually the crew is more synonymous with J. Crew than just crew.com is, although I also suspect that if that crew.com UDRP were brought today, he would not lose it. But at that time, the bodies that be were highly favorable to brands and advertisers than they were to domain so-called squatters. But nonetheless, I would be careful with the crew.
Okay.
But I do like it. Great name. I like raft.org. I really like multigen. I think multigen is a phenomenal domain for estate planning, for all sorts of stuff.
All right. I dig it, man. Good stuff. So, all right. Well, that's the list. So, everybody happy hunting, not financial advice. You might be bidding against us or some of us or whatever. So just do your thing, but you can also go to the Domain Sherpa page in the show notes, download the PDF or not the PDF, but the Excel sheet to get a little bit more information on all the names, including the amount of back orders as of when we put the list together, the order by date, as well as some other information and links and things. So do your thing. Good luck. Happy bidding. And so that's what's up. All right. So now we're at the final segment of the show, which is grand closing. We'll do a quick round the horn. We'll close with Tatiana because I want to talk. We still didn't get into domains for equity. I'd like to talk about that for a few minutes.
You remember that.
Not done.
That's how you're the host.
And but let's real quick, Drew, what about you? Since you're you got anything else before we pass the mic.
I don't think so. You know, domain mediaoptions.com. I truly do believe, I know I've said this before, but I think that I mean it even more now. I think we have the best lineup of domain names that we have ever had in our history. Human.com. Spin.com is about to sell. That is literally about to close. But human.com, spin.com, DNA.com, agents.com, credit.com, trade.com. I mean, it's just banger after banger.
Identity.com.
Identity.com. I mean, it's like just wild. It's wild. I think we've got just an unbelievable lineup of domains. We love paying referral fees. So if you know somebody who would benefit from owning one of the phenomenal, game-changing, life-changing domain names that Media Options is selling at this very moment, refer them over to us, make a warm intro. Depending on how warm that intro is, we will pay you a somewhere along the spectrum of a referral fee from generous to overwhelming, life-changing generosity. And
making all your dreams come true. Vote for Pedro. Make all your dreams come true.
That's it. Speaking of, I owe my friend Shane here a little generosity. So we'll have to reconnect on that and discuss.
Well, we'll be adding more to that And again, that's credit to the conference. Like, again, just going to Singapore and these conferences, I would say I'm upwards of $600,000, $700,000 in purchases for people.
Amazing.
And again, it's just because you instill that trust and they know that you can find, you know, even if you can't, this is how life works. Even if you can't get it done, you get it to the person that can, that's all that matters. That's just how it works is it's like when you answer an email, you should never just wait till you have an answer. You say, I'm on top of it. I'll get back to you with the answer. And then you get that answer. That's how life works. And that's how
people miss the value of the point guard. You know what I'm saying? The dude that just knows where to throw the ball. That's it. You don't need to be the best 3-point shooter, the best dunker. You just need to know who is and be able to put the ball in their hands.
Yeah, I'm literally 3 people away from anybody in the world. I have no doubt I can get contact with anybody in the world.
Except Michael Jordan. I guarantee
you. I 100% can get a hold of Michael Jordan. 100% can get a hold of
him. All right. You want to put some money on it?
Yeah, it has to be a lot of money. To call in the favor, I need to call in. And I'll tell you after the show how I can. And then...
Well, we want to get MJ.com into Michael Jordan's hands. That's literally the only person I want to sell that domain to is Michael. I want to sell it to Michael Jordan. He literally was life-changing for me and for millions of other people around the world. And I think that his legacy is very important in addition to being very valuable, but very important. And I think that he should own MJ.com. Yeah. And you know, you got a world of Magic Johnson and you got Michael Johnson and you got, you know, Michael Jackson and you got, you know, very big personalities and individuals and famous people and corporations and, you know, whatever, but Michael Jordan is the one that needs to own MJ.com. And so I want to get that in his hands and I'm looking for the people that can do it.
Gotta work the NASCAR route.
I will readily admit that Michael Jordan is the only person in my domain career that I've never been able to get to. And I've tried very hard. I've gotten to the people direct. I've gotten to his son. I've gotten to people that were literally in his circle, but they will not pass the message. They will not. I can't get it past them. Can't get it past the inner circle.
Well, everybody listening, if you're Michael Jordan's friend, you're in NASCAR.
And I'm not looking to rake Michael Jordan over the coals. I'm not looking to take advantage. I literally love that man. I think he's just been a phenomenal, one of the very few, nobody's perfect, but one of the very few celebrity role models, athlete role models who has stood up to the test of time, has walked the walk. I think he's got phenomenal values and he's demonstrated those values. And he's changed the lives of, I think, millions and millions, tens of millions, maybe billions of people around the world.
This is Drew's love letter to Michael Jordan. He's going to be rocking a Jordan jersey.
Man, I love Jordan, man.
There's nothing wrong with it, man. Nothing wrong with it at all. So good stuff. All right.
I highly doubt I'm alone.
No, well, that's true. So I'm a big Jordan fan too, man. So anyway, all right, keeping it moving. Shane, what you got? What's good with you?
I'm obviously the only person that can ever say that I've tried to post up Michael and played ping pong with him. So I can do that. Again, I'll tell a story. He used to practice at Moody Bible Institute and I just used to hang out there. And then finally I met a friend that worked the camp and he got me to work. He had a camp for old men that would come in and play ball. It was like $60,000 a person. And he'd have like 50 men come in just to hang with Michael. Just raking in money, doing these camps for old, wealthy white men. And it was great, but they needed a bunch of young men to shag balls and grab stuff. And I was like, dude, I'll do that for free.
Back rubs, foot rubs.
You know, literally just trade autographs and stuff. But anyway, for me, 17.
I used to catch free throws and rebound for Paulie Pierce and Antoine Walker, Eric Williams. Eric Williams. We used to call that dude who was the dude from Street Fighter USA.
Blanca.
He looked like Blanca.
Damn.
But he was a hell of a baller.
I'm the only guy that had in one summer got to play with Michael Jordan and then play soccer with Franz Beckenbauer. So I was like a hero around the whole world that same, because Beckenbauer was such a hero over in Europe. But anyway, so I'm 16, 17 years of DSAD. We started this year. It's doing a post every day, Travis and I, literally 2 hours a day. Like I say this all the time, whatever I'm not good at least I'm consistent. So yeah, if you ever just need a daily little, kind of like Andrew does his, what, Sunday thoughts, I do a everyday thought of a little something going on. And I'm going to throw that into AI someday, 17 years of posting, and see what my life comes up with. It's been it's been pretty interesting. I'd like to thank Bloom Energy for my newest purchases at the Barrett Jackson auction. No, I'm just kidding. I didn't buy anything, but yeah, so it's been great, man. The economy's all over the board. Volatility is good. Domain names are good. Some people are making money, which is great for domain names. And I get to do every day what I love. Freedom.
Love that.
That was my big thought this week, is freedom. Like, so thankful that I don't care how much money I make, I can still do whatever I want every morning when I wake up. So yeah. I never forget that.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. Well, good for you, dude. Yeah. And good stuff all around. So, all right, Tatiana, what about you? So I think we had covered, we'd gotten through Mark Upgrade, we got through Smart Branding, then, but we didn't talk about the most newest thing that you got going on. And so let's do that. And then anything else you want to mention? And you know.
Sure. Yeah, now I'm quickly on that. It's still in development. Actually, we started developing at the end of 2025. We're not supposed to launch it until beginning of this year, but we kind of decided to sort of a soft launch it without doing much of a promotion or anything, just to start getting some feedback, get some people using it while we're developing. So the basic idea is that a lot of, as you know, a lot of the top end domain names are not accessible to entrepreneurs, especially at the beginning of their journey. And on the other hand, a lot of domain owners have domain names for sometimes for decades, like waiting to get the right buyer. So the idea is to just have that platform. We're not even getting involved in any sort of a transactions or any legal, just literally want to get a conversation going around how can people communicate and deal a bit more creatively with domain names. So instead of saying, as a domain owner, instead of waiting, you know, for 10, 15, 20 years for somebody to build a billion-dollar brand and come and buy your domain name, in a way, help that brand become that with the domain name and then, you know, profit from that. And generally, yeah, just open the conversation. On the other side as well, for the entrepreneurs, which I've been getting really good feedback on the fact that what we want to do is, instead of somebody launching a business, going around and hunting down domain owners, they can actually post their requests and domain requests and say, you know, I'm launching a business in whatever, or I'm looking to rebrand a business in whatever. And domain owners can contact them with options. That's kind of the main idea. Very, very early stages. We're literally developing the site as we speak. So that's kind of what I've been busy with for the past few months. That's why on the Smart Branding site, I haven't even done the podcast for some time. That's literally most of my time has been going into domains for equity.
Very cool. Yeah, I super dig it, man. The site looks good. And
have you done any deals yet for equity?
No, we don't. I mean, we're not going to get involved in the deal making. We're just literally facilitating conversations. So like for people to start talking and then they can take it off the platform or, you know, do their thing. We don't get involved in that. We do have, I guess, a similar, what we were just saying, the same problem that we have generally in the domain industry with that. And I think one would solve the other as well, where in a way, when I get to talk to people on the phone, like entrepreneurs, the domain owner is not a problem at all. Like, we actually had to, you know, decline domain owners listing names because I want to focus on getting the demand, getting the requests, domain requests, before we get more domain names on. When I get to talk to entrepreneurs on the phone and explain the idea, they literally, and I'm talking about like people who serial entrepreneurs, VCs, people who know what they're doing. And I'm like a bit more shy when I'm talking to them, like, oh, we're building this. And I have them actually coming back to me with excitement and going, no, that's great. Like, you're revolutionizing the industry. They love the idea that they can post a request and somebody comes approaching them with a name. But I haven't managed to, or we as a team haven't managed to yet get to scale that somehow. Because I can't be talking to everybody for 20, 30 minutes on the phone. You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's kind of what we're working on.
Well, it's very cool. And I think the site looks really good. And obviously, you've got some fantastic domains in the mix. And so everybody should definitely go check that out, domainsforequity.com. And yeah, it'll be interesting. We'll get you back on the show in a couple of months as it develops. We'll see what the, you know, as you hit the milestones and continue to develop it. And, you know, obviously, we've got some conversations on some names. I know there's at least one in particular that Drew has all been chasing, you know, that's in the mix. But yeah, all good stuff. Well, and thank you so much for being on the show today. This has been fantastic.
I want to know, are you going to do 100K this year? I know you were trying to move up your distance and you're running. What's your, do you have any goal races?
Oh, like, 100. I know you're yeah, I mean, the longest I've done so far was 76 kilometers, but with the, you know, like
elevation.
It's comparable. Okay. Yeah, with the elevation, with the elevation, it goes beyond 100. Like 100K, if it's on flat, I'm fine. I actually want to improve my...
flat, I'm fine. That's some crazy talk. You guys are talking crazy talk.
I know. Well, that's why I thought actually Shane...
Yeah, you know, big, no big deal. I just ran 100K.
You guys could talk that running
talk. You know,
the
funny thing, I was like, because I'm like, it's so normal to me. I don't realize how not normal that sounds to people. And I had a neighbor in, when we were back in France, I had a neighbor and I was talking, oh, for Christ's sake, I'm in the dark again. I was talking to her, I was talking to her about the running, and I'm like, yeah, no, I signed up for, you know, 50 kilometers in whatever mountain. And she said, what? Are they paying you for it? I'm like, no, I'm paying. Yeah. Like, I'm paying to. And she's like, and what about your husband? Like, is he okay with it? I'm like, yeah, he's sitting, you know, looking after the kids and the dogs and whatever, whilst I'm like gone for 7 hours in the mountains. And she's like, are you sure he's not trying to get rid of you?
It is like, those runs are nuts. I mean, you know, and that was also too in the AKAs, the reference to Courtney Dahlwalter. Is that
I know, like, only I understood the Courtney Dahlwalter thing.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's like a almost like an inside thing. But man, I don't know how you guys do that stuff. 70.
Well, you learn a lot about people. People that do that tend to be tough go-getters, type A. Like, I mean, there's a lot of laid back people too that like just chilling and enjoying the mountain. But there's also a lot of people that it's their peace and tranquility, even though you're throwing up every once in a while. And
no, that's it. I think one of my first trails, I was like, we were going up a hill and you're literally like, you're suffering and you know, you're going and you're just in that space. And there was some guy that was trying to flirt with me and he was like coming behind me and he was like, oh, so you like to suffer? And I was like, dude, I have 4 kids and a dog and a full-time job. I'm here for pleasure. Like, what is
yeah. Yeah. After going through all that, this is easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And women are tougher. I will say that to you. If you want to learn, just go to an endurance race and watch the women. They're just tougher. Like, women are tougher. They have children. They deal with us. Like, they're just tough people. So it is interesting to meet those kind of people.
Yeah, you guys are not playing around out there. So, well, good stuff. And well, thanks for being on the show. And enduring, you know, an hour and 15 minutes of us is probably feels about like 74 kilometers, you know, on the trail. And and to the audience for hanging out with us through this whole time as well. We want to thank you. I say it in every show, without you, there is no us. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. We very much appreciate it. You know, go to the show notes, get a little bit more info on some of the stuff Tatiana's got going on, as well as the NameJet list and obviously all the other good stuff that's there, the transcripts and all of that. So yeah, we're going to keep things moving. We've got a lot of good things planned, some great guests that'll be joining us over the course of these next couple of months as we keep bringing you what we hope helps and entertains here on Domain Sherpa. And that's pretty much it. So with that, we're going to get going. Thank you again to my guests. Thank you again to the audience. We'll see everybody next time here on Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Peace out, y'all.